I speak to you in the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Well, happy birthday to us, the church, that is. I hope you brought lots of presents and birthday cake today, and I personally prefer ice cream cakes, so if you have any of that, please do share it with me. But today, traditionally, the Feast of Pentecost marks the beginning of the church. Many churches put up red balloons or these beautiful streamers like we have in the church today, or other decorations to celebrate the official birth of the church and the mission of the Holy Spirit, which empowers us to tell the world about the good news of Jesus Christ. As with every year on Pentecost, we hear the familiar story from the Acts of the Apostles. We hear that when the disciples were gathered together in one place, a mighty wind from God filled them to the brim with the Holy Spirit, and they began speaking in languages they didn't even know they knew. We're told that people from all over the world who were in Jerusalem for a Jewish feast were astonished and amazed to see this group of Galileans speaking languages they should never have been able to speak. Languages that these people from different nations were able to recognize far away from their homes. Something that I've always loved about this story is how the Holy Spirit speaks through the native languages of people from all different nations. And it goes to show that God's Spirit speaks in ways that each of us can understand in the midst of our differences. God's Spirit doesn't convert us to sameness. People aren't told to give up their languages and their cultures. God declares that God will pour out God's Spirit upon all flesh. Pentecost affirms our differences, where we come from and who we are. It affirms that what makes us different is good and holy. It affirms that the Spirit works to draw us together, to break bread with one another, to gather around the same table, to be in relationship with one another. The Spirit pushes us beyond those barriers that we construct to keep us separate from one another. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, God overcomes and reverses the alienation that can exist between human beings. Now, the chapter before the Acts reading gives us a list of names of the disciples who were together in that one place when the Holy Spirit showed up. And in it are two interesting names, Matthew the tax collector and Simon the zealot. And you might recall that tax collectors were collaborators with Rome, and zealots pledged to destroy the collaborators of Rome. It's almost inconceivable that a tax collector and a zealot could be members of the same band of disciples. But somehow, through Jesus and through the Holy Spirit, Matthew the tax collector and Simon the zealot knew they were connected despite their differences. The Holy Spirit works to reconcile us to one another and to God. Through the Holy Spirit, we rediscover our connectedness. People hear and understand each other. And that connectedness is an incredible gift and so desperately needed in our world. I used to play rugby for UC Davis, and one of my favorite things about that sport was the tradition that after every game, it was the home team's responsibility to host the visiting team for a meal. After beating each other up on the field for 80 minutes, the teams would gather together, sing rugby songs, none of which are appropriate for church, have a couple beverages, and then share a meal together. It was a kind of camaraderie that I have never experienced in any other kind of sport. Despite being adversaries on the field, our teams would intentionally rediscover our connectedness by coming to table with one another to share food. Kind of sounds like church and the work of the Spirit, if you ask me. I mention this because I think the work of the Spirit we hear about in Acts today is always pushing us toward that kind of connectedness. Now, while the celebration of Pentecost has often focused on the reading from Acts about the Holy Spirit descending upon the disciples with tongues of fire, this morning's gospel story gives us a glimpse of a unique aspect of the Holy Spirit. It gives the Holy Spirit a much more personal role. The author of the Gospel of John uses the word advocate, sometimes translated as counselor or comforter, to talk about the Holy Spirit. He defines the advocate in this morning's story as the Spirit of truth that makes Jesus' presence alive and known in the community, but also in the individual. And in this section in John's Gospel, Jesus promises to send the Holy Spirit to make a home in the disciples, to become, as New Testament scholar Raymond Brown says, a way of life or something that penetrates our very being, something that exposes us to a type of deep truth that we might not have words to describe, something that helps us uncover a deeper reality. The author of John uses that word truth, aletheia in Greek, frequently throughout his gospel. And here, I think it's important to note that truth is not simply something that belongs to the mind or the realm of ideas. As Christians, we might say that God's truth is God's very being, this endless circulation of unconditional love. Jesus, at one point, even refers to himself as the truth. And this truth that the author of John talks about is a kind of uncovering or unconcealing. The Spirit of truth, the advocate, the Holy Spirit works to penetrate our very being, opening us up to Jesus' presence that dwells in us, in our communities, and in the world around us. There is no place where we can go where God is not already present. In the most joyous moments of our lives, and in the most heartbreaking and challenging moments, the Spirit of truth pushes us in the direction of God's never-ending love for all of creation. In just a few moments, we are going to baptize Michael Brown. Hey, Michael, he's back there. Today, we celebrate the great gift of the Holy Spirit working in his life. In baptism, we commit to certain practices, ways of life, and behaviors that help us uncover the truth of God's love that dwells deep inside of each and every one of us. When we continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship and the breaking of bread with one another, when we seek to serve Christ in all persons, loving our neighbors as ourselves, when we strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being, we start to tap into the truth of God's love made known in Jesus Christ, a truth that reveals God's loving presence that is always, always with us, and that draws us deeper into connection. Amen.